Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe.
Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away.
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day."
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Is anyone else tired this week? Oh my gosh. I don't know what it is about this week. And I feel like I'm the worst person to say I'm tired this week because I say I'm tired all the time. But I really mean it this week. And I'm saying that as the opening to this message for this next part, that is, I don't know why Jesus decided to introduce himself as bread. Like in the scripture, I've been thinking about it all week. I kind of have been stuck on it. I've written like a few pages. I'm like, what? Why? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Who would go to a party and be like, "Hi, I'm Stephanie," and then someone says like, "Hi, I'm bread." Like, and then there's this whole other things that I've been thinking about of like, well, what type of bread? And like, what does this mean? And so there's a possibility that I might just be tired because I've been like way overthinking this scripture passage and it's gone down this like black hole of nothingness. I've been thinking about the things that I normally say to the end of an I am statement. So you can think about those two if you want. But here is a list of mine. I am hungry. I am full. I am hot. I am freezing. I am so tired. Those are my five main things that I think I say I am most often. So here is a list of things that I would never and have never said that I am. Are you ready? I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the one who is speaking to you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am living bread. I am bread. These are actually like just a few of the things Jesus says that he is in the book of John alone. So I feel like, okay, none of those are really helpful. They're so broad. And it might be because I'm tired and I'm just like desperate for an easy answer, which I think has really helped me understand where the disciples were at most of the time in this story. Like, we are following you. We are trying. Like, can you give us something other than I am bread? Like, come on, please. We want to know who Jesus is, because if we know who Jesus is, it kind of answers a lot of questions and saves us a lot of work. We've been talking about the seeds that God has planted in our community and in our lives and how we're tasked to just trust that they're going to grow, that they've been planted deep inside of us and in our stories. And so even though we're going to mess with them and mess them up, the reality is that they're going to grow because there's something bigger than us going on. And then we hear this scripture of Jesus to kind of bookend the series, that it's not really necessarily about Jesus as I am bread and then trying to interpret like what in the world that means, like what is the definition of bread and who is Jesus, but that it's really about like I am bread, we are bread. Like the fact that Jesus is saying I am bread isn't about understanding who Jesus is alone, but about who we are together and what we're called to do with the seeds that have been planted long before we ever came along. If we are bread, we are a living organism that rises together in all of these weird ingredients. And the first thing I think of is like 2 months before I came here, we did this worship service at the Land, and it was a celebrate trans love service. And so I decided with all my good wisdom that I was going to make rainbow cloud bread. Do you know what cloud bread is? Well, it's a TikTok video apparently. And so I don't know really what it is, but I know that it's like you're supposed to spin these egg whites, and then if you spin them for fast enough and for long enough, it turns into bread. And yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense because it's not easy to do. And so I was like spinning it and forever, and then like my spinners start smoking, and I posted on Instagram like months ago this picture of this poor, sad, very uncloud-like piece of something that I'm not sure was edible. And so what that story is about is not about how you should never eat bread I make, although that is very true. And it's not about the scriptures piece of like, what does it mean that Jesus is bread? It's about that space in between God planting seeds and us being bread for the world. And that we are called to do things that come natural to us. That trying to do things that we see someone else doing on some like ridiculous TikTok video, no offense TikTok, like let's not make the TikTok mad. But that we just need to take a breath, right? Like, our inclination to want to understand more about the specifics of the bread that Jesus is has so much to do with our need to be perfect. Like, our need to cling on to the fact that, like, there is one purpose for our lives, there is one purpose for this church, and we have to figure it out, and we have to do it right. Like, and we might not even like think about that consciously, but like think about the things that we're planning, like a wedding, Peter, I'm sorry, but like a wedding is like the perfect example of like not, it's like, it's just all, or having children, good grief. Like all of these things come out during big transitions, during big shifts, a new pastor comes, seeds are planted, and all of a sudden everyone goes crazy. Like the colors have to be right, the food has to taste good, the baby has to be baptized here, the pastor has to do this thing, and you guys have been amazing. Like none of that anxiety has come out, which is an absolute miracle, and a little like, okay, what's going on? You guys can't be that perfect. But anyway. There's a space in between where the seed is planted and what we're called to feed the world. And all of the unanswered questions and all of the mystery is actually all of the good stuff. All of the times that we wonder together, like, why aren't there more people here? Or where are the children? Or when are we going to get back to doing this? Or that is the good stuff. All of those moments that we have in our lives, we're like, what are we doing? Like, what am I even doing here? Like, what's next for me? What difference am I supposed to make? Or who am I called to be? That is the good stuff. That is what bread is made out of. And I think that's why Jesus is so broad in the things that he tells us that he is, to give us so much space. We don't know what brand or type of bread Jesus is, and I think that's intentional. Because we are all called to be ingredients in whatever bread is going to rise out of who we all are together. And we don't have to like do anything special or miraculous, and I know I've said this before, but I think we need to keep saying it again. You cannot mess up your purpose. Because your purpose isn't something that you do. Your purpose is the person that you are. You are here for a reason this morning. And you don't have to know it or understand it or even prove that I'm right or that I'm wrong. You are bread. I don't know what kind. I don't know if you came from a TikTok video. I don't know if you've risen nice and fluffy or fallen flat this morning. But it doesn't matter. We are still all edible. I think that is a quotable sermon passage. Who do we want to feed? And what does it feel like to be fed? The easiest way to understand that, I think, is to think for 1 second about a time you've been really hungry and the type of person that turns you into. When Sue and I first met, she has been so kind and so gracious. I decided I really want to take you out to breakfast to meet my family, also to introduce you to my husband, because I wasn't sure she knew if he existed or not. I kept talking about him, but like nobody's seen him. So we went to this restaurant somewhere around here, and we're sitting there, and we had eaten, and we're just sipping on our coffee, and there's like people waiting outside. But it's confusing to me because there's all these open tables. And so I'm like, well, there's people waiting, but I don't know what they're waiting for. There's tables. If they were gonna, if they needed our table, right, they would seat these other tables. The waitress comes up to us, and it's been like 45 minutes, and she's like, you've been here almost an hour. Are you gonna order something else? Because if not, we need you to leave. That's like literally the first time that's ever happened to me. Like this weird feeling of like, you're trying to do what's right, and you're trying to be aware of like what's happening and what the needs are around you, and like you just miss it. Cut to like 2 weeks ago, and Fiona and I were at this restaurant that you may have heard of. It's called Looking Good. Has anybody ever been there? I think it's off Sheridan. Yes. So we go in to order food for takeout, and they create a space for us at the counter. And we order drinks, and they poured them in these like ridiculously big cups. And I told Fiona, if you drink all of that lemonade, you're gonna go into like a diabetic coma. Like, do not drink all of that. By the time our food came, they had offered to fill our drinks like twice. Like, we weren't even there that long. We were laughing at the banter that they had with each other behind the counter. We felt like we were like on staff there in the best way. And never once did I feel like I was taking up too much space or that I needed to get going. I wanted to stay and eat there. That's what it feels like to be fed, to be seen, to be needed, and to be remembered. We come here because we want to belong. And the ingredients to belonging are to be known, and to be known enough that you are believed to be worthy, to be needed, that you know you're here and you want to participate in some way, and it has to feel right to you, and there's space enough for that to happen, for you to stay and to be remembered. Our lives are so short, but they don't have to be over when they're done. And the things that people remember us for are never the things that we do, although they might be something they talk about at one point during a service or a story. But they're the way you laugh. They're the way you move, or the little intricacies or the little idiosyncrasies about your lives. We love each other because we are all unique. Because we miss each other when we're not around. Because we feed each other by our very created nature. Because somewhere inside of us there is a seed planted, a light that is flashing, a fire that is burning, that no matter how much water we try to put on it with our own horrible self-talk, it is not going to go out. We cannot ruin it. We cannot get rid of it. You show up here, or you don't make it and you stay home, or you go on a trip or to a family reunion. You go to the farmer's market. Wherever you are feeding people. And all you have to do is trust in that. Offer space for it as a living organism that sometimes rises and sometimes falls flat, but is always worthy of being known and needed and remembered. Today you are, every day you are, in this place and beyond these walls, known, needed, and remembered by the God who created you, carries you, and loves you. Amen.